morning to you, everybody, and welcome to the Catholic Cemeteries Association radio show. Along with Director of Family Services for the CCA, I'm not Chris Radlich, and I'm not the Director of Family Services. You, sir, are the Director of Family Services.
I didn't make that error. Don't look at me.
You are Chris Radlich. I'm Gary Byron.
Well, good morning, Gary. How are you?
Good, good. How are you?
Okay, you be me and I'll be you.
You want to switch roles this
sure.
morning?
Sure. Good Saturday morning, everybody.
Well done.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I'll be here until Tuesday.
So let me tell you about these crypts.
Yeah.
A tandem is a special deal here for you.
Oh, yeah. I got your crypt, baby.
Tales from the Crypt.
Tales from the Crypt. There you go.
So, how was your week?
Good.
Yeah?
Yeah, good. Busy.
Do anything fun and exciting?
Fun and exciting.
It was wet. It was a wet week this past week.
It was a wet week.
Yeah. What did you do?
Bought new skis.
Snow skis?
Snow skis.
I thought you don't ski anymore.
I've decided to take it back up.
You know,
I feel so much better that I'm going to make myself go down that hill fast.
Oh, well, aren't we all going downhill?
Yeah.
And I'm not on skis.
But
we've been having mild winters the last 3-4 winters.
Yeah, but we'll go up to Lake Placid and, you know, hang out over there and ski and yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm really excited about it. I haven't skied in years because of issues.
Issues, yeah.
So, but now I'm kind of excited. So, new skis, new poles, new boots.
That can be pricey.
Oh, yeah. But I got a guy.
Here we go.
I got a guy. Hey, I'm from Jersey.
So,
you got a special
deal on this stuff?
I got a guy.
Did you buy new stuff or used stuff?
Bought it for myself, my wife, my kids. My daughter-in-laws.
Grandkids.
And grandkids. Except for the 7-8-week-old.
This is into the thousands here.
Oh. 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 Down payment on a house. That's what we're talking.
What?
Yeah. No.
Wow.
No,
that's a lot of money,
I'm
man.
I'm kidding.
I hope.
No, it's a lot. Because
I'd like
it's
to
expensive.
Think there's better places to put your money than into that.
Oh, no. Depends on how much you love skiing.
No, it depends on how often you go skiing.
Oh, well,
you can love it, but if you're only going once a year, can't you rent it? How do you justify that kind of a permanent purchase? I mean, that cost for something
that
you only
do you notice the dumbfounded look on my face? That's because that's what I said to my wife when she decided she wanted to buy a new skis. So, happy wife, happy life.
Yeah, well, okay. I agree with that for the most part.
Okay.
You're right, but to a certain extent.
See how well-trained I am?
But there's certain things I won't compromise for my own happiness.
Well, this doesn't affect my happiness at all.
Oh, well, then.
I'm perfectly happy if it makes her happy. That's good. You want new skis? Absolutely. Let's go get new skis.
You kind of wanted new skis, dude.
No, I really could care less because I actually was not going to buy skis for myself. I was deciding that, you know, I think I'm past the downhill thing. You know, we have cross-country skis, and I do like the cross-country ski, although I haven't done that in a while. So downhill skiing to me was, you know, take it or leave it. But then all of a sudden, you know, I was kind of thinking about it and saying, yeah, you know, I haven't done it in a number of years, and, you know, I'm feeling much better than I used to, so maybe I should, you know, get up there and do that. Yeah. So we'll see.
When will you be going to Lake Placid?
It's a good question. I think it's Lake Placid is going to be a vacation over Easter. That week.
That's
before.
March this next
yes.
year. Yeah.
Yeah. We really like skiing up there during that time of year.
We
will be going skiing
just keep
other places before then.
Okay. Well, good, because I want to justify your purchase here. Just keep in mind around.
Thanks for being worried about my finances.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Just keep in mind something for next Easter.
Yes.
Like, don't go on vacation the week leading up to Easter because we count on a special guest that you bring in.
If you think I'm dressing up as the Easter Bunny again, you're wrong, okay? It's just not happening.
You knew where I was going.
Yes, yeah. I knew where you were going.
I'll just call you Peter Rabbit.
That's it.
No, but that's the week that leads. We have the bishop at, and there's going to be a new bishop in April, but Easter's in March this year.
Yes.
So, like, maybe go away the week before or the week after, because the week of, we kind of want the bishop back, you know.
You can have the bishop here. I don't have to be here.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't.
We need you here.
No, you don't.
Oh, whatever.
You'll be fine with the bishop. Don't worry about it. We'll work it out. I'm sure there won't be a problem.
I hope not. I don't mind. By the way, I mean, I'd like to meet the new bishop, but I would want to bid the one.
The new bishop isn't going to be the bishop then, so it'll be still Bishop.
No, Blair. I know that.
Archbishop Blair.
But I would like to bid him, an adieu.
A fond adieu.
Yes, and wish him well.
You don't have to do that on the radio show. You can do that anytime you like, but. Yes, we can do that on the radio also.
Yeah, that would be
because
nice.
Because he seems to want to be here.
I like hearing that.
Yeah.
It ain't
because you're here, okay? Trust me, it's because I'm here. No.
See, that's why I told you we need you. Thank you. Da, 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 da.
Okay.
All right, so what's new with the CCA?
What's new with the CCA? Holy smokes, holy cows.
Oh,
there's so much to talk about.
I
don't know
guard?
Where to start. So we have got
I hear there's new
sections.
Oh, okay.
Did you hear that too?
I heard that there's new locations.
There's
to
new
talk
location
about.
Stuff.
All right,
yeah.
That's what I was getting at.
So right near here in Glastonbury, we've just put up brand new semi-private estates, a whole section of them. It's really nice. And one of the nice things is we paved the road in front of them, so it's very easy to get to for people. Yeah, it's really exciting. In Calvary Cemetery in Waterbury, we put two big brand new columbariums, which are beautiful for people who choose cremation for their final disposition. And in St. John's in Wallingford, another new columbarium also. So really nice.
Hmm.
Beautifully landscaped, really nicely done. Yeah, I'm really excited about them. But not only that, we also have a financial incentive for families, tough times being what they are.
Oh, yeah.
If you purchase a single mausoleum crypt from us, you get $500 off. And for the first time ever, if you purchase a tandem or a double, you get $1,000 off.
Wow.
Which we've never done before.
No.
So that's from now until the end of October. But I would, if you're planning on doing pre-planning, now's the time to do it. Because not only does it make financial sense, but it's also a good opportunity to, you know, get all of your plans taken care of. And then coming up just a week away, the Connecticut Catholic Men's Conference on the 23rd. That's at Northwest Catholic High School, and that's at 8 o'clock, and it is going to be awesome. Fantastic speakers. Archbishop Blair will be doing the closing mass.
Speaking of which.
It's great.
All right, so I've heard about this.
Yes.
Give us a little synopsis. What is this?
It's a men's conference it was designed to encourage men in their Catholic faith, to give them hope, to give them some tools that they need to be better Catholics. And the speakers are all, you know, wonderful Catholic men from across the country, well-known.
This is a huge event.
It's a big event.
I mean, it fills
oh, it's
the
a
whole
big event.
Room.
We get 600 to 800 people show up. Yeah. It's really, really nice. It really is. I mean, I've done it now for 8 years, and it's fantastic. We're one of the major sponsors.
You walk out fulfilled?
You know what? You walk out feeling good about your faith. Yeah. And I think that's important. We all need that. We all need to feel good. We need to know that we're going down the right path. So it's good to know that, yeah, you attend a conference like this and you feel good. Not only that, but, you know, it gives you something more inside that you can share with others. And I think that's important.
I think we need it more now than ever. We seem to be living in such secular times where Christianity has taken a back seat in many people's lives, right?
I think faith has taken a back seat in many people's lives. It's not exclusive to Christians. And I see it, you know, from all faiths, which is surprising.
Attendance being down, you mean? At all across the board, whether you go to a chapel or a church or a synagogue or
a mosque.
Or
yeah,
a mosque.
I think that attendance is down. I think that people are not as inclined to living the virtuous life as they should be based on whatever their religious beliefs are.
You know what I hear is that people aren't into organized religion right now, but they seem to have a personal relationship.
Yeah, and that's this. And you know what? All right, I'm going to get in trouble for this. But that's the old excuse that I am me. I get to do what I want the way I want it. No responsibility to anybody else. You know what? That's just not the way life is. Go to your boss and say, yeah, I'm going to do my job the way I want to do it, not the way the company expects me to do it. That doesn't work. And it's not going to work in your faith life either at some point. I'm not criticizing people for it. But you know what? The reality is the Catholic Church is the Catholic Church. It was established by Christ. It was said that what you bound on earth will be bound in heaven. What you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. This is the way it is. Here's the rules. Got to follow them. That's how you get in the doors, the big gates. Well, okay, everybody wants to be a cafeteria Catholic and just pick and choose what they think is good, and that's what they take. Well, you know what? No, it's not how it is. And quite frankly, if you want to put your own immortal soul at risk, that's up to you. I'm not going to criticize you for it. I'm not going to tell you you're wrong. I'm just telling you the truth, because that's my favorite saying is that's your truth. Well, no, there's only one truth. And the truth is this. This is what the church teaches. That's the truth. That's what you follow. If not, then don't call yourself Catholic. Do whatever you like. It's fine. But don't try and change it for everybody else either. You know, you be you and we'll be us.
Any dignity of life coming up?
Speaking of which, glad you brought that up. September 21st.
It's my job.
Yes. Thursday, September 21st at 2 o'clock at St. Paul's Church in Glastonbury. Usually a very well-attended event. Thursday, September 28th at 6 p.m., St. George Church in Guilford. Mm. Wednesday, October 4th at 9:30, St. Augustine's Church in North Brantford. And as always, if you will go to our website at ccacemlikemary.org, you'll have the latest information on not only our DOLs, but all the events that we participate in.
Mm. All right.
Should there be any?
It's
that time.
We've talked about this topic a number of times for, I don't know, the last 3 years, 3.5
years,
4 years?
Or last 2 years.
2 years, okay. It is one of the more recent services that's offered by the CCA to the families of the Archdiocese that really, I guess, assists in the pre-planning needs for families. It's called the Catholic Funeral Plan. I know it's available to the entire state of Connecticut, but Chris, maybe you can tell us about the Catholic Funeral Plan. Like, for example, what is it? And maybe you can even include in there if it's even approved by the church.
Yeah, so the Catholic Funeral Plan is a faith-based pre-need plan that allows Catholic families to plan their funeral arrangements in advance. The plan ensures that when you die, the funeral arrangements you've selected will be delivered, most importantly, at no additional cost to your family, and in accordance with the liturgical traditions of the church. You know, in today's world, there's been dramatic changes that have taken place in how we buy goods, how we buy services, locally owned banks, grocery stores, drug stores, hardware stores. They've all given way to regional or national chains. Funeral industry is no different, okay? That has happened. There are large corporate funeral industry companies that come in and buy up all these little funeral homes, and then they run them according to what their profit motive means are. So one of the negative results for Catholic families has been a decrease in the observance of our church's traditional liturgical rites for the dead, in particular, the mass of Christian burial at the parish. And that's really a problem. I mean, you live your life a certain way, and then to think that when you pass, you don't even have a mass said for you, that's tragic. Catholic Funeral Plan has been developed to safeguard the church's sacred burial traditions against these forces of change and to help guarantee Catholic families the right to be buried in accordance with these traditions and at an affordable cost.
Okay. And it's approved by the church.
It is. After extensive review, the Catholic Funeral Plan received approval from the Archdiocese of Hartford as a way to do just that, to protect the church's teachings and guarantee families an affordable funeral in the traditions of the church.
But how exactly does it work?
So when you enroll in the plan, you select the funeral home of your choice. You determine the arrangements that best suit you. at a price you feel is appropriate. And it's not like you pull it out of thin air. We'll sit down with our family service advisors. We'll sit down with you. They have all the price lists of all the funeral homes. Whichever one you choose, we go into the look and we see what they have. And like with anything, good, better, best, you decide which one makes sense. High-end casket, low-end casket, medium casket, it doesn't matter. Whatever you choose, there's a price associated with it. All this is put together. What type of services will you want? What type of readings will you want? What church do you want the mass said in? What are the songs, the hymns that you want sung? All of this information gets put into the database. And once that's all put in, the Catholic Family Services Association, which was designed to oversee this process, ensures that your arrangements are carried out as specified and in the Catholic tradition. So it's really an amazing product. I mean, there's nothing out there like it. Nothing.
All right. How's it funded, but then how do you factor in, you know, inflation? Because if somebody goes out there right now at the age of 50 and purchases this and they live to 85, I mean, costs go up, Chris. You know that as well as I do.
Sure.
A coffin today and a coffin 30 years from now are two different prices.
Well, all you need is a little coffin syrup.
Sorry. You're here all morning.
Yeah, I'll be here all day. So isn't it funny how names change? Because, you know, coffin, now it's casket. I don't know why.
Well, everybody calls six it. Is one hat. I always use them,
I know, but it just seems to me that there's always a change in the vernacular along the way.
Oh, so we don't call them coffins anymore.
I don't know anybody. Nobody calls them coffins anymore. They call them caskets.
Am I showing my age here?
No, yeah. Well, I'm with you.
You know what a coffin is.
I still call them undertakers. And
it's an undertaker,
directors,
right?
You know?
The same thing.
It's a funeral director. Okay, whatever.
Well, that has a better... That does sound a lot nicer than an undertaker, I suppose.
But an undertaker versus an overgiver?
You can never be an overgiver.
There you go. But you can be an undertaker.
You can be.
Okay. Matter of fact, you should. All right. stop. Your producer is not being able to handle us today.
That's Jimmy for you.
He's a great guy. So to get to your question, the plan is funded by an insurance policy. And that's the only thing you need to know about it. There are payment options available, which is important because it helps suit the different financial circumstances of every family. But once you're enrolled in the plan, if you should die while making payments, your funeral will be delivered with no further financial obligation to your family, which is where the insurance side of it kicks in. So that's important. And because it is an insurance policy, it protects against inflation. It grows in value each year, keeping pace with or even exceeding price increases that exist. So if the policy benefit exceeds your funeral costs, whatever is left over, that excess portion gets paid to whoever your designated beneficiary is. So the other good news is that all the payments are made directly to the providers. So the funeral home gets paid directly, and we watch over that, check their bills, et cetera. So I'll tell you, as I said before, I'll say it again. It's an amazing program. There's none other out there like it.
Folks, you're listening to the Catholic Cemeteries Association radio show along with Chris Radlitz. I'm Gary Byron. You can contact the Catholic Cemeteries Association very easily with their toll-free number, 800-505-0050, and online at www.ccacem.org. I will repeat all of that as well as provide you an email address more towards the end of the show. I mean, listen, I'm listening to you, Chris, and these are all very important benefits. Make no mistake about it. But, specifically, how could my family benefit from the plan?
Well, all right, so let's just lay them out, okay? Catholic Funeral Plan provides you a number of benefits. First, you'll have the assurance that your funeral arrangements will contain all the essential liturgical elements of a Catholic funeral. So that's number one, which from our perspective, which is really what started this whole ball rolling. Two, you'll have the peace of mind knowing your family will be spared the burden of making decisions about your funeral and your burial. Remember, we've talked many times about family disagreements that occur when someone has passed because they say, no, Dad wanted this. No, Dad wanted this. No, Dad wanted this. So you have that going on. Well, that eliminates that, okay?
And by the way, I've been witness to that.
Yes. So have we.
Oh, well, many times I'm sure you have. But.
And you know, you've left behind really the greatest gift that you could to your loved ones because they don't have to deal with all this. Mm. It's all taken care of. Especially at a time when they're so emotional and It's a great gift. You'll also have the assurance of knowing that you've provided for the cost of your funeral in advance, regardless of inflation and price increases. You also have that you should know that as a Catholic, you'll have the comfort of knowing that the church's sacred funeral rites and traditions will continue to be observed in future generations. And that sounds kind of weird to say it that way, but people don't know what they don't know. So when they come to Mass for funeral Mass and they realize, holy cow, this is what it's supposed to be like. Well, that starts to set off the trigger for future generations that, oh yeah, we do need a Catholic funeral Mass. It's a beautiful service. And you start to understand why the Christian rites of burial are so important. And the other thing is, the Catholic funeral plan is going to be there regardless of what changes occur in the funeral industry. So the more that these corporations take over and the more that things start to get away from the faith side of what this is supposed to be, at least you know the Catholic funeral plan is going to be there to take care of it for your family.
Most people have life insurance, though.
Sure.
How does this conflict with any existing life insurance or insurance policies? Or
no, not at all, because the Catholic funeral plan is not designed to replace any insurance that you may already have. It is only intended to provide funds needed to pay for your funeral so your family is not burdened financially at the time of death. Think about this. When I was a younger man, back when dinosaurs roamed the earth, I had a family and they were young children. Well, I took out a fairly hefty insurance policy because I wanted to make sure that, A, my wife would be taken care of and not have to worry about money, B, that the house would be paid for, C, that my children would have money set aside so they'd be able to go to college of their choice. That's what those monies are for. It's for living, okay? This money is for the dying. This is for the dead. This is for – you don't want to take the money that you want to have available for the living and use it for those that have passed on. So it doesn't conflict, and it makes perfect sense that it's a separate policy. And importantly, the way this plan is set up, this does not disqualify you from receiving Medicaid benefits, which is a huge fact.
Okay, that's good. But here's a concern that I know a lot of people will have. They're saying, well, yeah, I mean, I'm living in Connecticut right now, but, you know, I plan to retire and move out of this state because I just can't afford it. And I'm thinking about moving to a better climate, maybe something that's better on my taxes, on my wallet. What happens if somebody moves out of state? You know,
Why would anybody ever want to move out of Connecticut when you're retiring with taxes that are so low and never? Okay. Shoot me. The good news is the plan is 100% transferable. Say that three times.
You almost did.
I did actually, yeah. And only one time was it accurate. So should you choose not to have your funeral in Connecticut, the policy can be transferred to any funeral home in the United States. And the CFSA, the Catholic Family Services Association, will help you in locating a funeral provider if you need to and deliver the funeral exactly as you have designed it because it's a nationwide program.
Okay. And we're also often asked, I'm sure, about people who are non-Catholics participating in this, because this is an outstanding program that you have here. This is really incredible. So somebody could be hearing this right now and go, geez, too bad I'm not Catholic. I would love to take advantage of this. Do they have to be Catholic?
They do not. While the plan was designed for Catholics, it can be used by anyone who wants to pre-plan arrangements. Catholic Family Services Association promises to ensure that arrangements are carried out in accordance with the wishes of the deceased. So that's regardless of his or her religious beliefs.
Okay. This is if curious about like pre-planning needs or pre-need plans. I mean, and we've talked about pre-planning since we started talking about this, but are there some other pre-need plans that...
Well, there's all kinds of plans out there, but most of other pre-need plans are simply agreements between funeral directors and a family, okay? The unique advantage of the Catholic funeral plan is the presence of the Catholic Family Services Association to oversee the entire process. From the time you sit down with a family service advisor and you choose all the funeral arrangements until the time that they are completely delivered, okay? It assures the arrangements will conform to your wishes and contain all of the essential elements of a Catholic funeral. One of the other benefits of this is that when you do a policy with us, a pre-planning policy with us, you do not have to pay taxes on the gains that occur on that policy. Whereas if you do a standard pre-plan with funeral homes, et cetera, you pay taxes on that every year. Anything that grows, you pay taxes on. And there's an admin fee. So there's all these fees that, you know, kind of eat into the growth of those programs for people. Okay. So this is one that doesn't have that. It's another great benefit.
One final question for you, and I'm running out of time. Maybe if you can just answer this question in a minute or less. Look, this is a great product. And I know it's going to help families throughout our state, but if people want to learn more about this plan and take advantage of the Catholic funeral plan in general, what do you recommend them doing? Where do they go?
Okay, so it's very easy. You just call or visit one of our cemetery locations, ask to speak with a family service advisor, preferably call ahead and make an appointment because these guys are actually pretty busy. They will take you through the process. They'll help your family get the security and peace of mind that comes from being well prepared. It is a great product, as you have said, and it is a simple process, takes 45 minutes or so, and people will walk out of there feeling much better about feeling prepared for the future.
Great. So, folks, I promised you a little while ago I would give you some points of contact. Certainly a relevant time to do that because this is exactly what we've been talking about all show long. How can you get in touch with the Catholic Cemeteries Association to discuss this Catholic funeral plan or just set up an appointment for the dignity of lives and all these, everything that they offer? Very easy to do. First of all, I would start with the website, www.ccacemmary.org. Start there. You'll find a wealth of information on their website. Could also spark other questions that you weren't even thinking of, and you can ask those questions in a couple of different ways. If you want to email the show, we maybe can get your question answered right here on these very airwaves. It's simple to do that. Simply email us at ccawdrc@gmail.com. Now, if you'd like to call the Catholic Cemeteries Association, they've got a toll-free number, 800-505-0050. Again, toll-free, 800-505-0050. For Chris Radlitz, I'm Gary Byron. Thank you so much for listening to the Catholic Cemeteries Association radio show. Until next Saturday morning, have a good one, everybody. So long.